Welcome to Virtual Bible Academy's audio teaching of Disciple Making One, Abiding in His Word, Introduction. That's pages 6 through 11 in the notebook. This is a short audio recording, but I'll tell you, it's really, really important. So let's get right to it, page 6, and look at the words of Jesus quoted at the top of that page. Well, right under the word introduction, the title introduction. Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe, obey all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Matthew 28:18-20. That's called the Great Commission. And do you know that many Christians don't know that? Don't know what the Great Commission is, or some haven't even heard of it. And many, I can tell you, many don't understand it. The command to make disciples, that first paragraph on page 6. After Jesus was crucified, he appeared to his disciples a number of times. That was before he ascended into heaven from just outside of Jerusalem. And at one of those appearances, which was several days before the ascension, not at the ascension, he was on a mountain in Galilee, and he gave his disciples that Matthew 28:18-20 Great Commission that's quoted above. That very important commandment is known, as I said, as the Great Commission. And the individual product of obedience to it is a disciple. It's to make disciples. The process of obedience to the Great Commission is a multiplication process. So, the command is to make disciples. So if I asked you this question, what would your answer be? Do you know what a disciple is? Well, the harder question would be, okay, can you tell me? Can you actually give a definition? Because it is more than a serious believer. There are actually biblical statements about what it takes to be a disciple. That's the definition of a disciple paragraph there. A disciple is a student and follower of Jesus, one who lives by and spreads his teaching, in a sense, a liver and a giver. Jesus set high standards for those wanting to be his disciples. He said that being his disciple meant living, abiding, continuing, being rooted in his word. That's John 8:31-32. And you have to know his word to live in his word, to make it your life. And notice again that in those verses he spoke to believers. Those were already Jews who had believed in him. So he was setting a standard above and beyond salvation for being a disciple. And he also stated in John 13:35 that we are to love one another. Now that's the big word for love and in Greek, and it really means an unlimited co-liability. So we need to abide in his word, and we need to have an unlimited co-liability kind of love for one another. And in John 15:8, Jesus said that bearing fruit, now I believe that's the fruit of new believers, either includes that or is primarily that, and so become. It doesn't just prove it, in a sense of proving a mathematical formula, it actually is what it takes to become his disciple. You need to be part of the process of bringing people to faith in Jesus. And then finally, Luke 14:26-33, Jesus explained that his disciples must put him above their own lives, their relationships, and everything that they hold dear. That's what the Bible states about the conditions for being, becoming, and living as a disciple, a student and follower of Jesus. Now, the process of disciple-making is God's work combined with our work. The first step is belief in Jesus. A non-believer becomes a believer by faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. And salvation is received by faith in Jesus based solely on his work and his sacrifice. It's all what Jesus has done. However, a new believer is not automatically a disciple of Jesus. A new believer, baptized and taught to obey, grows into being a disciple. And becoming a disciple is based on the believer's work and sacrifice enabled by God. And the process of disciple-making continues as that disciple becomes a disciple-maker. In the Great Commission, Jesus stated that we are to be teaching them, new believers, people becoming disciples, we need to teach them to observe all that he commanded. One of those commandments is actually the Great Commission itself. Therefore, the process of disciple-making includes teaching disciples to be disciple-makers. So on to page 7, the commitments. Page 7, Paul wrote to Timothy, "And the things which you have heard from me, you, Timothy, have heard from me, Paul, in the presence of many witnesses, these entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." So Paul instructed Timothy to entrust, to implant these things, to transfer them to faithful men who could teach others. And in that verse, we see the process was multiplied to a fourth generation, from Paul to Timothy, from Timothy to faithful men, and from faithful men to others also. And then it was to continue from generation to generation. And that kind of multiplication is the goal of this course. Each lesson is a building block in the process of becoming a disciple and disciple maker. And for this process to work, it's going to take effort on the part of both the teacher and the student. The commitments to take this course, well, be available. Take the time, and it's going to take some time. You're going to learn an awful lot in a reasonably short time, but it is going to take time. You need to discipline yourself to take the time to not just listen, but to learn. And be conscientious about it. That's effort. Pray, study, review. And as I said on the previous audio recording, be a Berean. You may disagree with something I say, so search the scriptures to see if what I say is true. It's the Bible for me. It's the Bible for you. The Bible is not some side part of the meal. It is the meal. And in this process, be teachable. Let the Holy Spirit teach you. Be willing to learn, think, grow, and change. And don't just learn, but apply what you learn to your own life. And then teach someone else. Apply and multiply. Now, it's early for you to know you want to teach this course, but there are commitments to teach it. Those are listed there toward the bottom of page 7. Be committed to your students. Give time as a teacher and as a friend. Be available. And remember that anybody you teach is a disciple of Jesus, not a disciple of you. And be an example. Your life is an example, a demonstration of your commitment to God, to His Word, and to the process of disciple-making. And your thorough knowledge of the materials will show that the lessons actually can be learned. And be flexible, patient, give them time to grow, time to learn, even time to fail. But be firm at the same time. Encourage them and hold them accountable to learn, to apply what they learn. And then also, if God leads them in that direction, to teach others. And as you do this as a teacher, be prepared. Know each lesson thoroughly. And you ought to also study the appendix of this course on improving your teaching skills. So on to page 8. Now, page 8 is about a process of learning, of remembering, of not just being motivated, but of being equipped. And these next 4 pages in the introduction lesson are such an important part of learning. And I can tell you the purpose may be somewhat new to you. It's pretest, study, post-test. Pretest, study, post-test. Now, you could take the test that's here on pages 8 and 9. You could take it before. It's actually a good idea. Before you study the lesson, the introduction lesson. Then study, and then retake it to find out what you have learned and to correct what you might not have learned correctly. And it's pretest, study, post-test. But it's more than simply a review. Pretesting brings what you know into your, in a sense, short-term memory, your processing memory. It brings what you know to mind about the particular subject. And so that helps. That gives you a point of reference, what you already know. Studying builds on that. It builds on that. It adds to it. It might take some stuff away that you've learned incorrectly, but It's going to build more into your knowledge of the Bible. Post-testing, make sure you've learned it correctly, but also stores it into your long-term memory. And that's the idea. It's not just that you're motivated to live differently, but that you are equipped. You didn't just listen, you learned. So there's 2 pages of testing and then 2 pages of those same questions and test items with the correct answers. So keep reviewing and post-testing as you go through this, and keep doing that until you really know the material. Just do it. That's the point of this. And that's the end of this short audio on the introduction.